Kimberly, your host, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Did You Bring the Hummus is a podcast to help you go vegan. This season, I'm sharing new episodes every Monday discussing all things vegan. Most importantly, we'll talk about how to embrace this meaningful decision with fervor and fun. Episodes will post every Monday on your favorite podcast app and my website. Before we get started, I have one very important question for you. Did you bring the hummus? After a bit of a hiatus last year, I am so excited to be back here with you, sharing interesting interviews with amazing vegans. Today's episode is just me, sharing some updates on what I've been up to, what I have coming up, and teasers for the new season. 2022 has been a year. Highs and lows and everything in between. Many of you know that I was doing live shows through Virtual Veg Fest Live, hosted by the amazing Helene Greenberg of Triangle Veg Fest. And I had my own show that I did live on Mondays called Fireside Chat with Kimberly. And then I was part of a collective, the Vegan Stew, which was Wednesdays, still is Wednesdays, except the first Wednesday of the month, at 7 o'clock Eastern time. So I had been doing those shows, and I decided to step away. I wasn't focusing enough on building content and creating podcasts and connecting with people to be able to bring you new content. You'd see that my podcasts, I did a handful in 2022, and I really wanted to bring something meaningful from that podcast perspective, and I found I just wasn't prioritizing it. I loved the shows. You can definitely still find my archives of the Fireside Chat with Kimberly. Feel free to go back, watch them, let me know what you think. If there's a topic you want me to expand on, I'd love to do that. And the Vegan Stew is still going strong. And it's amazing. I joined the last show of the season, the last show of the year in December last week. And it was so much fun. And they're just a great group of people. And if you have questions about veganism, and you want to engage live, you want to hear from a bunch of different vegans, the Vegan Stew is definitely the place to do that. So I do hope that you check those both out. I will leave some links in the show notes, of course. So that leads me first into the podcast. Season 3, hello. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. I have so many amazing people for you to meet this season. We have, you know, nutritionists from so many different backgrounds. And then there's a vegan marketer and developer and AI person. So you'll get to hear all about all the cool things available to vegan businesses, vegan marketing, and just maybe get a better understanding. It certainly helped me to understand kind of AI, what it really is and how it can be used to make life better. It's so cool. A vegan travel blogger, a Vegas juggler and magician turned vegan Christian activist. Amazing conversation. And there's so many more. A meal planning expert, a spiritual storyteller. Oh, you guys, it's just, I can't say enough. And that's not everybody. That's just a few that I'm pulling out now. So I'll be teasing as the episodes, you know, come live. I'll be teasing what's coming after as well. So stay tuned, you know, sign up for my newsletter on my website. Subscribe to the podcast, whichever your favorite app is. Subscribe to it. If you love it, leave a review. Give it 5 stars. Thank you. it's amazing. And I am so honored and privileged to be able to have conversations with these people who are doing such incredible work in their activism from so many different angles, so many different ways. You get to hear everyone's vegan journey. And if you have a thought, if you're a pre-vegan, if you will, if you have a thought, I could never go vegan because of X, Y, or Z, just stay tuned, because there's a really good chance that you'll hear yourself in one of the guests. And you know what? If they can do it, why can't you? And that's why I'm here. I'm here to help you with that as well. So if you make that choice, you know, check in with me. Let me know. I'd love to hear how you're doing. I'd love to hear what you need help with. And, you know, if you are a vegan and you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, reach out to me as well. Links for all that will be in the show notes too. So what else have I been working on? Well, I'm really excited that, you know, it's January. So January means Veganuary. It is an amazing program every January for the last 9-10 years, I think. And the organization Veganuary has been putting out amazing content for free for a whole month. You get supportive emails. There's Facebook groups for your region, so you can join and be around people who have who are from similar areas to you. And it is it's just fantastic, and there's so much support. But what that also means is there's so much content, and there's a lot to weed through. And if you know, in the U.S. group, there's thousands of people in the U.S. group. I'm in there as well. Reach out if you find me in there. So what I did in connection with Veganuary is that you sign up for Veganuary, which is free, then head over to my website and you sign up for my supplemental group, Jump Into January with Veganuary. And we will meet every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time, and we'll meet on Zoom and we'll go through the content you receive from Veganuary, as well as some of my own stuff. We'll talk about how you're doing. We'll talk about what's coming up. Are you struggling? We'll celebrate wins, because there will be wins, because you can do this. And we'll connect for like an hour. We'll have great conversation, and we'll have some takeaways. We'll have some stuff to focus on for the next week, and we'll come back the next Tuesday and we'll do it all again. By the time January is over, between the content and the access that you have through Veganuary, plus my supportive, my supplemental group, you are going to be ready to just to have that vegan journey go beyond January 31st. I would be so honored to have you join me. I can't wait. There's still time. Yeah, it's January 2nd. You're listening to this podcast. It's at least January 2nd. There's still time to sign up. First call is 8 p.m. January 3rd. But even if you join after that first call, there's four more. There's 5 Tuesdays in January. So much time, plenty of time for you to join me and get ready to go vegan, to try vegan in January. I am so excited for you and for me that I get to be one of the people who helps you achieve that goal. I've also been doing, for those of you who follow me on social media, you've seen in the last year, what I started back in February of 2021 is a thing I'm calling my healing circle. And what that looks like is an hour of meditation, visualization, and some distance angelic Reiki twice a month, every month. It started on February 22nd, 2022 rather, February 22nd, 2022. And it has been wonderful. These sessions, the feedback that I get, people find them powerful, eye-opening, relaxing. You get out of it what you're looking for. So we walk through a grounding meditation. Then we do some cord cutting. Then we'll do a visualization. Then we end the evening with some distance angelic Reiki. So we meet on Zoom. You can snuggle up in your bed. You can be upright in a chair, whatever, you know, you're most comfortable with. Bring a journal, a pen. You've got crystals or any magical things you like to have near you, or something comforting. Bring it all and just get ready for an hour for you. People talk about self-care all the time. It's like, it's a buzzword. Probably most of us are even tired of hearing it. Yeah, self-care, whatever. But it's so important that we take time to tune into ourselves. So if you have an hour twice a month, I'd love to have you join me in my healing circle. You will hear things in the healing circle. We call in archangels. We do all that. I told you it's angelic Reiki. However, there's no religious connotation to it unless you have a strong religious connection and you bring that in with you. But what I am sharing is not based in any one religion. All are welcome. You know, no restrictions. Come on in and just get relaxed, get tuned in, get grounded, and just have an hour, a beautiful hour to yourself. Links for both sign-up options. I have two sign-up options this year. I'm super excited about that. Sign-up options are, you can sign up for 1 year at $404, or you can pick your individual sessions, and when you do that a la carte, each session is $22. So by signing up for the year, you do save a little over $100 than if you booked them all separately. So do that. I'd love to have you join me. Just reach out. Let me know what you think. Sign up. Links will be in the show notes. So that's what's going on with me. Oh, I've also signed up for another month of the Ultimate Blog Challenge. So again, those of you who've been following me, you know when an Ultimate Blog Challenge is happening, because suddenly Kimberly is posting blogs every day or almost every day. Well, January is another one of those months, and I love it. So there'll be, in addition to the podcast, there'll be extra content coming out. You know, blogs about moon cycles, blogs about veganism, whatever you need, it's coming. So stay tuned for that. The Ultimate Blog Challenge is free, by the way. So if you would like to create some content of your own, it doesn't have to be business related. If you just love talking about a topic and you've been kind of holding off on doing any kind of blog or something like that, why not join me in the Ultimate Blog Challenge? It's completely free. And it would just be awesome for you to be able to share your thoughts and feelings and all that stuff with your audience. All right, so we just got out of the holiday season, that rush and all of that. And I have many things to say about, oh my gosh, family that doesn't understand veganism, the struggles there, struggles just to be ourselves when we're connecting with family over holidays, things like that. But I want to talk specifically about some fat shaming that, of course, it happens all year round. Let's not get, you know, any crazy ideas about that. It happens all the time. But one meme that I kept seeing all December long was the picture of that, like, handsome guy kind of dressed like Santa, like an older man, like gray hair, very slim and dressed kind of like Santa. And in the memes, like the language would say either Santa after going vegan or Santa after adopting plant-based diet. And I just want to say, please stop that. Please stop it. Sure, plant-based diets, people who call themselves plant-based very often are doing it simply for health. And yes, plants are so powerful. Like, we get ready. There are plenty of podcast episodes coming where I talk to people who truly understand this and they know the data and they're going to share that with us. Plants are so powerful. Plants are exactly what our body needs. So those people, yeah, maybe their focus is weight loss. Veganism is not about weight loss. Veganism isn't even about you. It's not about me. It's about the animals. It's about getting rid of the use of animals, where we do it as far as is possible and practicable per the definition from the vegan society, right? And that doesn't mean, oh, I feel like having a cheese pizza tonight, I'm going to call up the local pizza place and have cow cheese on my pizza. No, that's because it's possible and practicable for you to have a vegan pizza. What that means is, like, when you have to take the bus to get to work, or you have to drive a car to get to work, and the tires have animal products in them. But this whole concept that veganism is a weight loss program is so damaging. It is just, well, first of all, it's wrong. Because again, like I said, focus isn't even on you. And let me tell you, there is enough vegan comfort food out there for you to, you know, not lose a pound for the rest of your life. Either way, who we are and our value as people is not ever, ever tied up in the shape, the size, or the weight of our bodies. Veganism is a social justice movement. The animals do not care what you look like. The animals do not care what you look like. And overall, it shouldn't matter what you look like, what I look like. The diet culture is pervasive and it's everywhere, even in your local doctor's office. Fat people are continually treated differently from the doctors, nurses, friends, family. It's pervasive everywhere. We're still led to believe that what our bodies look like matters. And there'll be people that will say, well, I'm just concerned about your health. But they don't know anything about your health. They're looking solely at the size of your pants, whether or not you have a double chin. They're not looking at your actual health. So don't take that from anyone. If you are in a position where you decide that you would like your body to be different, and you are doing that for you, for whatever reason, you're serving yourself in this way, then have at it. But your value is not in what you look like. And neither is Santa's value in what he looks like either. So this meme about Santa being thin because he's vegan is bullshit. And I just want people to be clear about that. I want people to know that if you're fat and you go vegan and you're advocating for the animals, do it. Don't feel like that stereotypical idea that vegans are all skinny means that if you're not a skinny vegan, that you can't advocate for veganism, because you absolutely can. And I mean, honestly, the more of us that are doing that, the better chance we have of, you know, getting into the hearts and the minds of the people who can make real changes in the system in which our food is created. The system needs to be changed. So let's start doing that. If you have considered going vegan and you are afraid to do so because you don't feel like you currently look like someone who could be vegan, don't worry about it. Join Veganuary. Join my supplemental program. They are both free. You can do this. We need you. The animals need as many voices as are willing to speak for them. And then more. They need all the voices. So let's friggin' do this. Let's create that vegan world. Let's get started. Let's get going. Season 3, Did You Bring the Hummus podcast. I am so excited. I want to hear from you guys. Tell me what you think about the episodes. Get in there and subscribe and then, you know, rate the show. If you're loving it, please give Did You Bring the Hummus 5 stars. So much good content coming to you this season. I am so, so excited. Thanks for letting me spend a few minutes on my soapbox, if you will. And yeah, let's do it. January is, we're going to do, it's going to be great. I don't know. I'm stumbling over myself because I'm so excited about this. And thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. I'm so, so honored to have you with me. So again, links will be in the show notes for anything that I've talked about. I hope you found this episode helpful and inspiring. Like I said, please subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you're loving it, please give Did You Bring the Hummus a 5-star rating. It's an easy way to keep supporting the show. By the way, I have a free Facebook group for fans of the podcast. So if you're looking to connect with other people who listen to, and you want to check in with me sometimes, I'm there as well. Join the free podcast group. Link for that will be in the show notes as well. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Did You Bring the Hummus, and visit my website, didyoubringthehummus.com, for more information about me, updates on what I'm working on, new podcast episodes, and all things vegan. I'd love to hear from you. What do you need help with? Is there a topic you'd like to hear covered in a future episode? Is there a program you want me to build for you? Let me know. DM me on Instagram or send me an email at didyoubringthehummus@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.